Welcome to another Team Profile and Projection. And today we are doing the Milwaukee Brewers, the beer makers, Jake.
Boom, boom, boom. Everybody say
Brewers.
Brewers.
Boom, that boom, works. Boom. Everybody say
Brewers.
Brewers. That works.
All right.
We got it.
Cool. And that's the Brewers fight song this year.
Can you brew other things besides beer? Like witch's brew?
Witch's brew, yeah.
Is that the only, is it witch's brew and beer? Those are the only.
Kombucha.
You can brew.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, how many things can you brew?
Brew.
Whoa, you can brew coffee, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's a big mess. That's a big early miss. Big early miss.
Well, we are, if you're watching on YouTube, we are in the studios. Jake is officially here. This is a delayed episode, so I feel like we'll save all that talk for the next main show we do.
It's delayed.
Delayed by one day. This comes out tomorrow.
Okay.
The Brewers, Jake.
Yes.
Do you remember how their season ended last year?
Your Brewers. I do. They got, well, you've been saying this because you're a big NBA guy, but they got 76ered last year.
Yeah, I have been saying that because I know exactly what that means.
So, Kawhi, who won
Leonard.
It all. There you go, mm-hmm. NBA talk. They had a game 7 last year. Kawhi Leonard hits a corner 3, bounces it all over the rim. You probably saw that.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
Really cool pictures came out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Raptors win. They go on to win the NBA title.
Yeah.
76ers are at home saying, oh, if that ball bounces differently, mm-hmm. we would have won it all.
Yeah.
And in the wild card game, everyone remembers now Padre Trent Grisham. I mean, yeah.
That's the best drop I've done in a while.
Yeah, and it's, yeah. It's sad. I mean, that's that was tough.
There you go.
Fun baseball game.
Rookie, Yelich got hurt out there in right field, doing his damnedest. A really fun game. You think Brewers fans say, like, we would have won it all?
I mean, yes, you say that as a fan. In Milwaukee, there are good people up there, so they're saying, well, you know, you never really know with baseball, but that could have been us.
But as a Yankee fan, right. When they lost to Houston, I was like, I don't think the Yankees would have won the World Series last year.
Right, but that's to keep yourself composed.
No, they didn't have the pitching.
That's to keep yourself
composed.
So
I wonder
composed.
What Brewers fans honestly feel.
They were cheating.
It is kind of weird that they traded him. I know that it makes sense and all that, and we'll go over it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you wanted to play the narrative, it we got to get that bad memory out of sight.
Yeah.
And, like, Trent Grisham needs a fresh start because he isn't going to hear boo. Obviously, that is not why they traded him.
No.
But I do think it's fun to just say it is.
It's brutal. I mean, you want to root for him to come back and put that in his hindsight and 10 years from now, he's a 10-year Brewer. They win the title, and they're like, oh, remember that tough start he had? But now it's like, no, he's just going to be hated in Milwaukee forever.
Yeah, it's tough. We might have got sympathy. They're nice Midwest folk. Might have got some claps and stuff. You want to talk about all the guys that the Brewers added? They added a lot of guys this offseason.
Added a lot of guys and lost a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Go wherever you want with it.
They added David Phelps, who's a pitcher with a lot of moxie. Not really, I don't know what he's going to do for them. Probably bullpen stuff.
Thrower.
They added your dude, Jed Giorko.
Love Giorko.
They added Justin Smoke, who I think has a very interesting career.
Interesting career, Justin Smoke.
They added Eric Sogard, Ryan Healy, Avisail Garcia. Maybe. Actually, I like that move a lot. I like Avisail. Brett Anderson on a one-year contract. Josh Lindblom on a 3-year contract. And did they add anyone else via? Omar Narvaez, Luis Urias, Eric Lauer. They added, dude, Spanberger. They added a lot of guys that, I mean, if you're a Brewers fan, you're well-versed in all this. You know more about the Brewers than Jake and I. We've been running into this where people find our videos on YouTube that are fans of the team, and they're like, these guys don't know as much as us. Well, you're diehards of your team.
Right.
So obviously, but we're just trying to let other people know that don't know anything about the Brewers. Like, a big part of this episode is going to be me telling people to make sure you know Keston Hiura.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I pronounced his name right, but that's a dude that needs to be on every baseball fan's radar after what he did last year.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just jumped all over the place.
A little bit.
It
was good.
Who are their big losses? You said they had a lot.
Their big losses are the Yes Men, Yasmani Grandel, mm-hmm. Who our Trevor Plouffe references possibly the best catcher in baseball. They also lost, excuse me, I was just there. Moustakas, he got paid by the Reds. He'll stay in division. Eric Thames, who had been with them for a couple years now and a fun story for them. Jordan Lyles, who'd been pitched really well. I'm going to go into Mel Kiper. No, Gio Gonzalez, he's gone now. Drew Pomeranz figured something out in the bullpen there. Got paid.
Drew Pom. Matt
Jeremy
Albers.
Jeffress, gone. He was a guy that was supposed to be big for them, but he was bad last year.
Yeah.
Junior Guerra pitched some good innings out of the bullpen from them. Jimmy Nelson's gone.
Travis Shaw
is supposed to be the mayor of Ding Dong City for them. Didn't pan out last year. Terrible year. So, I mean, when you initially see Grandal, Moustakas, and Thames, guys that, I mean, were in the heart of that lineup and,
the heart of the city.
A big part of the team for a couple years there. And then, it's the magic that they pull out of their throwers. Jordan Lyles did some special stuff last year when he was in only when he's in Milwaukee.
They weaponized Drew Pomeranz.
Drew Pomeranz gets big paid by the Padres. So the Brewers are kind of an interesting team when you look in, because it starts with Yelly, obviously, who he just got paid himself. Congrats. But then from there, you almost have to view the Brewers through a different scope, because over the past couple years, you look at them and maybe there's not the other star power you're looking for necessarily, but with the throwers and just a solid lineup, they put it together.
They had six players with an OPS plus over 100 last year.
Yeah.
They lost three of them.
Yeah. Half.
They lost half.
Approximately.
Their best players offensively. So they lost Grandal, Thames, and Moustakas.
But they bring in Avisail Garcia, who I'm going to assume his OPS was in the eights. That's just off the top of my head. And Omar Narvaez, who had a huge year last year. So if they got Narvaez and he's who he was last year, I mean, they've almost replaced a chunk of Grandal, if not all of it.
Avisail had a 111 OPS plus last year, but he didn't have an OPS in the eight, so.
Damn.
And then who were doing?
Narvaez.
Omar Narvaez.
Narvaez.
Yeah, no, he had a good year. His OPS plus was 120. So, yeah, those are good replacements for their losses right there. Kind of like those moves.
Yeah, and let's do the lineup, because the pitching's going to be kind of a mess, because it's almost hater and then you work backwards a little bit, but we'll get there.
The closer is the opener, but reverse.
Everything we've heard was that Lorenzo Cain was hurt last year because he had a really down season, so hopefully he's back.
Both emotionally and physically.
Yeah, just a lot going on.
Yeah, it was tough times.
Maybe.
Yeah, I made up the whole emotional part.
We don't know about that.
That was a complete lie.
Yelich,
it wasn't a lie. It was a guess.
Yelich is an absolute monster.
Yeah.
Argument to be the best player in the National League, him and Belly.
You like that it's Yelly and Belly?
Yeah, I do.
It's good, right?
I do.
Hey, baseball needs that.
Needs that.
This is dumb shit.
And then after that, man, and so they get better last year when Yelich gets hurt, which that was wild. But, yeah, man, I mean, Hiura, he's a big part of the story. He was a big-time prospect who came up for them and raked last year. He's got some advanced numbers that think he's going to come down to earth a little bit. We'll see what that looks like. Ryan Braun had a low-key, really nice year. And we're looking at Fangraphs right now, and they actually don't have him penciled into the starting lineup, but I think he will be. And I mean, I think it turns into an NL thing a little bit and injuries.
Have Braun?
Fangraphs doesn't have Braun in the starting lineup. Right now they have Sogard, Kane, Yelly, Hiura, Smoke, Avisail, Narvaez, and Orlando Arcia. But yeah, I think Braun and Smoke are going to figure it out at first base. Braun can do some stuff in the outfield. And a guy we haven't mentioned yet, Brock Holt. You're going to see him all over the place. So,
why doesn't Fangraphs have Braun? And I mean, it's just like an opening day thing.
Who are you going to take out? Smoke?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's an easy yes.
Okay, done.
I mean, look at Braun's numbers and look at Smoke's numbers.
Right.
It's like, one's consistently good and one's consistently average.
Not as good.
Yeah, so there's like button up Fangraphs.
But yeah, you almost have to include the bench. Ben Gamel played a lot of games last year. Jed Jerko,
your guy,
has had a big year in the past. Brock Holt's gonna do his thing, and then yeah, I guess we could sub in Braun for Smoke. But you've got MLB guys throughout. There's not a ton of question marks about them. I mean, you kind of know what you're gonna get.
The lineup's good.
Okay.
You confused me. You said that Keston Hiura has advanced stats that say he's going to come back down to earth, but
his BABIP was like 400 last year.
Oh, okay. Because his exit velocity, his hard hit rate, his expected.
He's really good.
Everything besides his expected slugging.
Oh my gosh.
Slugging, WOBA, it's all up. The only thing is he's according to the Baseball Savant, his outs above average defensively. Bad.
Tough.
First year.
Yeah, and
I'm going to guess he wasn't a second baseman in the minors. Is that a fair guess?
I think that's half fair and half not fair. So
a lot of second basemen are shortstops in the minors.
Right. But, yeah, I believe his BABIP was around 400, which should come down a little bit. It's just how far does it come down? But he is a really good ball player. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, who's going to?
Nope, second base throughout the minor league
system. Damn. So I was half right.
He's never played another position.
Damn.
Keston, get better at second.
Get a little flexible. Advanced defensive metrics, half a season.
Yeah, you're right.
You
care.
Know?
I don't care.
You don't care. Yeah, I don't know. Like, at the same time, when you ignore Yelich, the middle of this lineup doesn't impress you at all, but you can't just take out a team's best player. And then,
if he gets hurt, that happens.
If Narvaez, right now they have him slotted in the seventh hole. If he does what he did last year.
Give it a little Latin flair.
Narvaez.
Okay. Because you were very Narvaez there.
Omar Narvaez comes over from Seattle. Yeah, man, I just think you can look at it. There's some depth. You'd like one more big bat. You and I were dreaming this offseason if they went out and somehow got Rendon or someone like that they would have that pairing.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily have that unless Hiura is really the truth. But, yeah, I mean, if Lorenzo Cain can bounce back, Hiura can do his thing. And then Avisail is a sneaky good signing for them. He does some pretty good things defensively and offensively. It's – every given day, the Brewers are going to have a chance to win it, and that's kind of been their team's thing for the past 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And then when they need to, they turn it on and they do it.
I'm on a deep search right now for something so stupid.
Okay.
Trying to find what, because Hiura is a college dude.
Right.
So he really only had one full season in the minors.
Right.
So I was trying to see what he played at when he was at Irvine? No, Cal.
Cal State Fullerton?
I can't find it, so.
Where was he? Cal Irvine, yeah.
Oh, Irvine, I was right.
Nice.
I can't find it, so I'm over it.
Okay. Are they the Anteaters?
I don't know.
They dream that?
He batted 500 in high school. Does he have a cool nickname?
Ooh.
The Hiura. Damn it.
His Twitter handle is Kestaddy, so I like that.
Kestaddy, okay.
Kestaddy.
Not bad.
My man.
Oh, you know what I'll do for Keston real quick? Show random video. Let's watch a random video of Keston.
Ninth overall pick, Keston Hiura. Am I saying it right?
We're probably butchering it, and Brewers fans are probably mad at us. Random video of Keston. Oh, Homer Bailey, ball. For seven. Nice take, Keston.
Awesome.
It's a really good random
electric
video. Yes, good job.
Anything you have on the lineup, Jim?
Braun's in there. Braun is hated because of steroid stuff. Dude, still producing.
Yeah.
Braun hasn't had an OPS plus under 100 in his career.
No.
A season with an OPS plus under 100. He's been above average every single season.
Yeah.
Last year, he had a 116. He had an 849 OPS. Dude, his numbers last year are good.
He was ready to put the team on his back and carry him to a World Series, man, without Yelly.
Why does Fangraphs not have him in a starting lineup? Just seems dumb on their part. Do we need to know about any minor league players?
Not really. So the Brewers do have a very thinned out minor league system. I think they're considered like a bottom three minor league system. I think Corey Ray is a young outfielder for them. He's a former first round pick, but I think they're pretty invested in what they have at the major league level.
Okay.
I know who we haven't talked about, he's technically injured in. He was a part of that trade. Luis Urias.
Yeah.
You know, that's a guy with big potential, and they're going to try him at shortstop because Arcia offensively has kind of proved what he is. And if Urias can figure it out defensively at shortstop, the guy has a really good hit tool, or he's supposed to. And he's, you know, that trade, I'm wondering if that trade is going to be to matter this season. Like, the Padres.
What's Grisham doing over there?
I mean, I think he's going to be their starting center fielder or right fielder.
Yeah.
And then they got Davies, who, and maybe this will transition us into the pitching a little bit, but Davies pitched, you know, 160 innings last year for the Brewers. He was their number one guy in innings pitched, a 3.55 ERA. They get Lauer back, who, you know, he's a couple years in and he could throw innings. And, hey, again, with the Brewers, you kind of have to respect them as what they've been able to do to pitchers. But, yeah, I mean, Urias was supposed to be the big piece back in that deal. And if he can figure it out at shortstop, I mean, that would be a huge win for them. And, again, add some really make it a nice 1-8 lineup.
1-8? You're not giving them 1-9?
Well.
Pitcher.
The whole NL thing.
Didn't they extend Council?
They did extend Council, Jim.
They're giving him the pieces to do what he does. Here's my thing, and here's my take.
Give us the thing on the Brewers.
I think they have a really good squad, and I like their lineup. Their pitching confuses me, and their philosophy of just having throwers.
Right.
I think we've seen that works.
Yeah.
If you want to be an early exit playoff team.
Ooh, damn.
I think the Yankees tried to do it last year, and the same thing. And like Zach Britton came out and said, like, you need starters to go deep if you want to win in the playoffs.
Right, right, right. So you're talking specifically starting pitching now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They got bullpen arms. Hader's good.
They got bullpen arms. Hader's awesome. You know, he had like a bad year last year, and he finished with a 2.62 ERA. Like, there was a while when he was struggling last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, no.
I mean, his strikeout numbers are absolutely insane. Yeah, I think you're kind of right with the starting pitchers. At first, I thought you were talking about the team as a whole, and that's where baseball becomes really interesting, because when you lay out this Brewers roster and maybe compare it to the Cardinals or the Cubs or someone, you know, these other teams in their division that should be close, you immediately want to jump to the stars. You want to jump to, you know,
I mean, they're
a big
they're,
playoff game. The Cardinals are going to turn to Jack Flaherty. And what are the Brewers going to do? But baseball doesn't work like that. There's going to be 9 guys in the lineup. You're going to have multiple pitchers, and that's how the Brewers try to beat you. I mean, it'll be interesting to think. It's tough to critique them last year. I mean, Yelich got hurt, and he's so much of what they do. I mean, he would have been the MVP.
Yeah. I mean, Hauser had a good year.
Yeah, Hauser, Brandon Woodruff has really good stuff. It'll be interesting.
They both had good years. They both made, I mean, Hauser made 18 starts. Woodruff made 22 starts. They had a lot of games pitched, and they both had ERAs under 4. For me, as of right now, both those guys, like, all right, game 1, ALDS, Hauser versus Flaherty. It's like, okay.
It's like, how'd the Brewers get to the AL again? Because that's...
Well, Flaherty was also in the AL in that situation.
That's crazy, yeah. It's a pretty wild thing happening.
They're all just... They're just switching names.
It's just throwers. I mean, right now, listen to their 5 rotation guys. It's Woodruff, Hauser, Brett Anderson, Josh Lindblom over from Japan, former top prospect for the Dodgers. And then Eric Lauer, who they got back in the trade, who, hey, Eric Lauer, I mean, he's going to be 25 this year, and he's thrown basically 2 complete full seasons. So, and maybe the Brewers saw something that made him a part of that trade, or they just saw straight innings. But yeah, if you're a general baseball fan, I mean, there is a chance that you haven't heard of any of those starting pitchers.
Casual baseball fan?
Yes.
Or like even a diehard Yankees fan.
Diehard Rays fan.
Diehard AL fan.
Right.
You may be like, you only know Hauser because he puked on the mound while he pitched.
Or Woodruff, he hit the home run in that playoff game, right? Like, that's my memory.
Yes, that was cool.
So, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of flash with the pitchers, but, hey, I mean, they've done the same thing for a couple years now, and it ends up working.
Well, it works to get them into a playoffs.
Right, but, I mean, I think that's their goal. Like,
just to be in the playoffs?
To get into the dance.
I guess so.
I mean,
I just don't think they're dancing.
Think about the other team you referenced, the New York Yankees that have one of the biggest payrolls in the league. You know, their goal is to get in the dance and try to win it, and I think that's the Brewers' goal, too, and they're just different ways to skin a cat there. You know, I mean, look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers don't have a title.
Here's what I need. I need the Brewers to make a nice off-season trade.
Mid-season.
Mid-season trade. To go from dancing to dancing.
So that's our Brewers' dream world, is that they're going to be in it. They're the Brewers.
They're good. And the division is going to be a battle. Like,
yeah, it's going to be over.
I think they're a good team. I just think that hopefully they can make a nice little sneaky off-season move that puts them from entering the dance to threatening to win the dance contest.
Can I give you something not sneaky?
Otherwise, they're going to be like me. Winter Snowball 2011, kicked out of the dance contest.
Kicked out of the dance.
Escorted out by the police.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough look for you.
What was tough about it?
This is Lindor's contract year, right?
Lindor? Francisco?
Yeah.
No.
He's got the 2 years. That's why they're trying to trade him?
Yeah.
I was going to say, if this was his contract year, the Brewers have done the flashy rental before. They did it with Greinke. They've done it with CeCe. Like, something like that would be really cool for this team. And especially, I just don't think the arm is going to be out there they're looking for. I think their game plan with pitching is, A, not rely on guys, because if they go out and pay for a big-time pitcher and then that guy gets hurt, they're done. So I think they like having the reusable options. I still want them to pair someone with Yelly in the middle of that lineup. It was the whole feeling behind the Nationals last year, is that when Soto and Rendon were coming up, like, it was A, must-watch TV, and it was B, like, if you were the other team, you kind of didn't believe you were holding your breath the whole time.
If Keston takes an itty-bitty step forward, he's that dude that's paired with Yelly. I mean, he had a 938 OPS last year. 368 on base percentage. And smaller sample size, I get it.
Half a season, rookie year. But, yeah, can he get better? Absolutely. But I think...
You also got Yasmani and you don't have Yasmani. I'm still a big believer in Braun.
You are a big believer in Braun. And
he's been nothing but good for 10 years. I mean, a lot of those are steroid-impacted, whatever you want to say about those. But there's a lot since then that he probably doesn't get credit for because, you know... Once a cheater, no one likes
but
you.
It's
you
just different, and I'll even use it for this comparison. I mean, this playoffs, if Hiura opens up 1-for-10, you're not scared of him at all.
No. Yeah, of course.
So.
Oh, you want a threat. We're both saying the same thing. You want it offensively, I want it
a
on
little
the mound.
Bit, but I'm just saying, I mean.
I don't think they have.
The Red Sox team, they had that top of the order that was monster. The Nationals. They had Soto and Rendon, and it almost seemed like that was it. And then the other guys stepped up and did their thing around it. You know, the Astros, obviously, blah, blah, blah. Have you heard about them? But give me a dude with Yelly that if you're a pitcher, you're saying, I'm trying to get through this inning without giving up a home run.
Okay.
Because that's what it was with Soto and Rendon. That's what it was with the top of that Red Sox lineup. I mean, that's what it was with the Astros.
Dual threat.
Bang, bang.
They have some guys on the team that can become that.
Okay.
But I hear what you're saying. They open up, Jake.
Yeah.
Against the Cubs. Wow. Cubs? Dude, this division is going to be fun. They open up Cubs, Cardinals, Phillies, Reds. But Cubs, Cardinals opening up is pretty cool.
Open up with it. And the division's going to be brutal. And again, I think that's almost...
We need to clarify what you say, because Plouf was confused when you said that. He thought you meant it was going to be, like, the division was going to be awful. But
we clarified it.
But for new listeners.
They're not new. They get Poppy. Everyone gets Poppy. And I'm not talking about the YouTube sensation Poppy. Go look that stuff up if you're looking to have a weird night.
I like Drawings with Pappy. I used to watch that when I was young.
Drawings with Pappy. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Marcus. No, it was awful. But it was great stuff.
Great stuff.
It was like Bob Ross for kids. And the guy's name was Pappy. Pappy's okay. Playhouse or some shit like that.
Look into that.
I used to watch it before I got on the bus.
But that's what I'm trying to get to with Pappy's Playhouse, is that if we end up looking at this season, like I've been talking about the NL East, and I say, you know, one of those teams is just going to be out because of injuries. Like, that's just how baseball works.
And the Pirates.
The Brewers, with their depth war players, or however you want to call it, basically outside of Yelly, which, again, when he got hurt last year, they still thrived for some reason, because baseball geeks, figure it out. The Brewers are almost...
Baseball.
They're almost more injury-proof than another team, because, like, if the Cardinals, if Flaherty were to go down, or if the Cubs, if Rizzo, Bryant were to go down, those teams are more effective. Where you look at this Brewers team, and it's kind of Yelly, Herrera, everything else is, like, let's just keep the train going.
I don't know, man. Narvaez was a beast last year.
Narvaez was pretty
good. The only guy I don't really like is Smoke. I think that's an expectations thing, because the dude's been an average, slightly above average player for a decade now. He had one really, really good season that helps out his career averages.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I'm not like a true believer in Smoke.
No, but they don't rely on him. I mean, he's bonus points for them. I mean, what did they pay him? They gave him $4 million with a team option for $5.5 million if he does something good.
What people need to know is Kessin Hira.
Okay. Kess Daddy.
Yeah, he's good, man. All right. I think that ends it. We do have the over-under here. You know what's funny? We haven't been doing the over-under. Like, when I do this one, I don't remember what I said about the Pirates and the Cubs.
Right.
Which all ties
like
in.
Someone's going to dig in and be like, you pick the over for every NL Central team.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's going to be a bad look. But that's how it works.
Yeah, don't take them that seriously, punks.
Take them seriously. Bet all your money.
The over-under for the Milwaukee Brewers, they won 89 games last year, is?
85.
82.5.
Ooh, interesting. Are you a Pythagorean guy? Because their Pythag was bad last year.
Yeah, I am a Pythag guy.
Damn.
I think it's cool.
I didn't know that about you.
You didn't know it?
Shit.
I don't look at it all the time, but when I do look at it, it's like I treat it as gospel.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. It was bad last year?
You're not going to like this.
What was it?
So they won, how many games did the Brewers win last year?
89.
They won 89, their Pythagorean theorem record. 81-81. But that's Brewers baseball, baby.
It is. That's like they're good at
No.
They're good at just winning games with their like throwers and mix and match and all this shit.
They're in every game.
You know what they're gonna get fucked by? This is actually a really good take that I'm about to have.
Okay, get ready. Sorry you had to listen to everything else. Here
everything
comes the
else
good
was
take.
A waste of time.
Wreck.
Wild waste of time. The September call-ups new rule, only 28 guys instead of 40, is going to screw them. You keep saying Yelich went down, but somehow they won because baseball, they used like 20 pitchers and just had fresh arms nonstop in September, and they used that to their advantage. And that's been a strategy of theirs. That's going to change how they use their bullpen and how they use their guys down the stretch. Because the last couple of years, they've just like, we don't care your skill level. We're just going to put you out there to get one batter out. And then the next guy, fresh arms nonstop.
Get outs. Okay. So.
I think that's what you're saying with the Pythagorean theorem. They outplayed it because they did a lot. Like, the Brewers did a lot to outplay their Pythagorean theorem.
So where do you take it?
Explain the Pythag to people that might not know what it is.
I I believe it's just tied to their runs scored versus runs allowed.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes up a record off of that.
That's how people judge managers a lot. Like, what could the manager do?
And hey,
what it says to some people who believe in it, like me, Council did a good job.
It says Council did a good job. It could also say they got lucky last year.
Yeah.
That's also something could hint towards. And I think the bigger thing, and I think you and I, don't tell Trevor, but when Plouffe says something, it makes us think about it a little more because it's coming from the player side, but he takes value in the run scored or the plus, the plus 100. He thinks that really defines a team because over those amount of games. And that's kind of what the Pythagorean theorem does. It's actually parentheses run scored to the factor of 1.83 divided by parentheses run scored to the factor of 1.83 plus parentheses runs allowed to the factor of 1.83.
And this has always been a math pod.
Big time math pod. What the fuck does that mean?
Yo, you know what? I disagree that Trev likes run scored and stuff like that, but
I think it's over. I'm taking the over.
You got to be able to win close games. So, like, I don't want a team to just blow everyone out all season. Like, you got to get into the nitty gritty every night.
Right.
I think. And, like, teams that have, like, a lot of comebacks and, like, fight to the end usually do well in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's numbers and geeks that don't like what you're saying, but I mean, there's extra inning stats and one run games and stuff that show that there's kind of not control with, but I'm going the over. The Central's going to be a cat fight all year. The Brewers find a way into it. We wanted to count them out last year when Yelly got hurt, and they refused to do that. And I mean, they were a Gresham bounce away from holding the World Series trophy. So
I'll take the over as well. Being nice, and I think I would have pegged them for 80 to 85, and it's 82.
My guess was 85.
Yeah.
So okay. Free all money. Right.
Cool. We're out. We'll see you later. Enjoy the rest of your life.
Enjoy your lives, people. Major key.
We the best. You say weed is the best?
I said we the best.
Weed is the best. Wow.
Oh, okay. Clip John Boy saying that.